off their hands.
What's your reaction when you see a beautiful mosaic like this that's been looted from a precious site like Apamea?
Well, obviously sadness, because these eventually will be bought by someone and they'll be lost to us forever.
The main beneficiary is ISIS, which makes tens of millions of dollars on the thriving black market. The group issues permits to looters and takes a cut of the profits.
For every antiquity they destroy on camera, thousands line their coffers through the illegal trade in antiquities.
Colonel Matthew Bogdanos led the investigation into the looting of the Iraq National Museum in 2003. Now he prosecutes antiquities cases as an assistant district attorney.
So who is buying these antiquities? Who is giving them the money?
It is a cozy cabal of academics, art historians, dealers, gallery owners, auction houses, museums, and private collectors.
So some of these antiquities are ending up here in the U.S.?
Certainly. Absolutely.
CBS News has learned that there are multiple ongoing investigations into ISIS-looted antiquities that have ended up in the U.S. But, Jim, these cases are very difficult to prove simply because it's so easy to forge documents about where these objects come from and how much they're worth.
Clarissa Ward with more intrepid reporting. Thank you.